So let's have our channeling meditation. So nice deep breath in. Bringing that energy to the in, to the deep in, to that place around your heart. So let the breath come in slowly and out. And again, in slowly, out. And then one more that comes in with softness and slowness into the center of your being. And when you exhale, say to yourself, thank you. Thank you. And as you breathe, stay in that place of gratitude and grace. And just feel that growing, just like the connection between all of us grows on a day like today when you are with your family of light. So with each breath, feeling the gratitude, the thanks, the grace that brought you to the chair today, and perhaps to see and hear and learn things you had no idea were coming. And just allow yourself to float between that gratitude and grace place, just gently and softly, in an open and accepting space. Accepting that you have created this. So now, in all its many forms, you are here to receive it.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your radiance. Yes, we need sunglasses at this time of day because you're so bright, huh? Understand and know that tools are very important, but the tool is no greater than you. You can spend all of your money on tools and not do the soul work. Any tool, because we're going to use the selenite swords of light in just a few moments, that only magnifies your intention. But the intention comes from you. You are the healing practitioner. We had someone at our intermission that asked, well, how in the world does Aronda or Yeshua or somebody use the technology of the pictures with the picture book there? Not over there with that machine there that makes the pictures on the screen. We don't know the technical term, but we know how to push the button. We ask our vessel Marilyn to put specific pictures up. She has no idea what they are or how they will be used. And we push the button at the appropriate times for your heart opening. You understand? Understand that when you are connecting to your soul, when you are connecting to your energy, you are connecting to the energy of Source. You are connecting to the energy of God, if you wish. That is that love center. That is that magnification. And then you say, well, if you are connecting to that, why would you ever need a tool to magnify it? The higher your vibration, the clearer and purer your energy will be. That is the intention. And we believe the universe, God, gave certain people the tools to assist and help, like with unity healing, like with holographic healing, like with doctors who invented penicillin, that by with energy workers that invented new creations of energy, or tool makers that used to be software designers that invented selenite swords to help you remove pain and balance the energy in your body. Your intention to be on this planet is to do the soul work, to live at the highest vibration of joy that you can possibly live. The highest vibration of clarity that you can possibly have. And when you have old programs, old status, old things that talk to you and say, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not fat enough, I'm not, that is not true. Take a deep breath. You are you. You are the great I am. You are the I am presence. There are many teachers who will tell you that there's lots of pictures and the I am presence is some beautiful picture showing it outside of your body. That is the old vibration. You are the I am presence. When they were talking earlier about upon Mount Sinai and how the angelic being spoke and they recognized it as fire and they heard the words or sensed the words maybe, I am that, I am. It is our information that those angelic beings were saying, I am that, I am. I am that, I am. I am that, I am. And then somewhere along the line, you just thought that you ought to be separate. Well, stop it. You are not separate. The only thing that separates you from Source is just you, and it's time to stop that. You see, that vibration of Source or God that is moving through your body is the purity and the clarity of that which you desire. Yes? Most people ask us, what is my purpose? Your purpose is just to live your joy. Whatever that means to you. We believe that if you need to make a living can be had with that joy. So understand that anything that creates that separation is not you. You are the great I am. Breathe that in. You are the presence of I am on this planet. Breathe that in. You are the frequency of joy. You may have just covered it up with some old stuff, but it is time to uncover it. Pull back the cover, huh? And let your joy run free. Joy is your birthright. Joy is your birthright. You are designed to live in joy. And those old programs are just old stories that someone told you and you believed. Are you ready to write a new story? Hello? What is possible?
Everything.
Ah, thank you. So what we are going to do now, if that is all right, is we are going to activate everything within your body that you would like to have activated. And we're just going to deactivate anything that is no longer serving your highest good. Is that all right? Excellent, good, because we would do it anyway. But you see, you will notice a difference when we connect with the selenite swords. a difference in the energy, and we do want to warn you about that. For it was 2 years ago when we were all of our entourage, or our Council of Light, were in Egypt. And our sweet divine vessel Marilyn realized that that being that came in with the selenite swords was Sekhmet. Yes, she's the Egyptian goddess with the head of a lion and the body of a woman, the goddess of destruction, and the goddess of creation. She is the master healing goddess. And when she came in Egypt this year, it was quite powerful, for she brought a language with her that opened the soul of those that listened. So we are just going to do a little activation, if that is all right, huh? Whether we pointed the swords at you or not, you received the information, the activation. It is time for you to get out of your own way. It is time for you to love yourself, be yourself, activate yourself. And remember who you are. Remember who you have been, and then forget it. Be who you are now. Every step of the way. Ah, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you. We see your fear. We see your concern that others will judge. We see your pain. And we see your joy. So let's party on, eh? Yes, let your joy be your guide. Let your love be your guide. Let your presence be you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a different message tonight and an extension of the one earlier. We told you the series is about invisible things, but this particular channel goes further. We don't often do this. Tonight's message is for one man, and he's here, and he is your host, the teacher, John. And if you did not come to this meeting and did not see his presentation and his ideas, this won't mean much, but it will for him. And for those who listen carefully, there are those who would see things. And sometimes it gives a name of oddity. To those who have unbiased sight and are able to see the colors and the multidimensional things around them and perhaps even more. And regular people on the street will hear you talking this way and they will say, oh, I'm glad I'm not them. But they're forgetting something. Right now, as you sit and listen, science has identified over 13 dimensions. And most of them are out of the range of your reality. But they have been identified. So multidimensional things are part of your science. So when a human says they can actually sense some of these things, it may give you a moment of pause. Because you see, to the science, they're real. So who are you then to decide that a human cannot see them? This is part of the development of the old souls that have come here for a purpose. Unbiased sight, even in this room, is here. There are healers here who are starting to see things that is not part of their old reality. And they're not sure what it is they're either sensing or feeling, but they know what's there. It doesn't have to be the sight from the eyes, but sometimes it is. There are those, even in this audience, that are having revelations about a new energy, and they are actually seeing things and visions that they can't explain. This is part of a new energy to an old soul who is starting to revisit that which is multidimensional sight. The teacher, John, is on schedule. And what I mean by that is this Lemurian is a medical doctor. It also means that he's seen the slides. He's gone through the studies. He knows what three-dimensional double helixes look like. He knows the profundity, even under the electron microscope, of the billions of parts in one molecule. And that's just the beginning. He starts to have visions. They're hidden in certain names, the best names that he can have. But they all have to do with unity. There's a grand plan, and he sees it. He sees DNA connected in ways that are even beyond the ways of the past where people saw connection. He sees fields that no one has seen yet. He color codes them so that you can understand it better. And then he starts to see what might be inside the actual double helix strands. He sees the multidimensional connections and unity that is around these things that are so profound. And he's right. This is his second sight on target, reasonably practical for what someday will be discovered. He sees your Akash. Did he tell you that? Did he tell you about the vision where he was taken to a place in a guided way where he could select which lifetime to look at? There is a metaphor there, dear ones, and I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. He has identified what we have told you so many times that is hidden and invisible. That the energy of all of your past lives is contained in the double helixes. And that the chromosomes play a tremendous part because they're Pleiadian. Because they are the stuff of the stars, because the Pleiadians had their parents, which was the stuff of the stars. Some of you understand what I mean. All that is inside you and that soul that you have and the DNA that you have, it starts to make sense because it is awakening. This is the subject that we have given you so many times about the new human. But John is starting to see the structure. And the structure starts to reveal things that even in channel, I cannot. Because he will put it on the screen in his visions for you to see. So I want to tell him some more things that are coming. To increase his ability even to envision these things. John, you are a direct descendant of a Lemurian mother. Your Lemurian name is Elihi. Elihi, you assisted in the Temple of Rejuvenation, and you know it. And it leads you in this lifetime right back there to start to describe what you knew. So let's talk about the big one, the invisible one, around every molecule of DNA. There is a field. There has to be. Those listening to this, this is a review. Every single piece, molecule of coherent, complete DNA is identical to the next one. Trillions of them you have. You may not be a doctor or a scientist, but you understand there's nothing that is specific with DNA. It's all identical, all through your body. You don't have heart DNA and arm DNA and liver DNA. It's all identical. And there's something in that for you to know. How does it communicate with itself? How does DNA all know something at the same time? And what does that look like when it knows something at the same time? Well, first of all, you have to look at what is in DNA besides the billions of chemical pieces that make up the blueprint of the human body. There is a part of the consciousness that is remembered from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. That means, old soul, your maturity schedule is in there. What you remember, who you are, is all in there, every single piece. What else is there? Go slow, my partner, because I'm giving you a lot. There is a field, a small field, around every DNA molecule, trillions of them. And all of these fields overlap. This is the way that they all can communicate instantly together. You are one being, and consciousness is part of that DNA, not in your brain, dear ones. Consciousness is all the parts, the heart, the brain, the pineal, the DNA. Because consciousness also reacts to your past. That's contained in your DNA. That field, doctor, is something you will see. The mechanics of how it might interface to create a unity that you're studying is critical. Have you ever heard of spontaneous remission? That's a confluence of knowingness where all the fields around all the molecules of DNA instantly change. And that then causes chemical reactions, stem cell release, all of the things. That is right from the DNA, right from the activities, and I'm saying activities of the double helixes. You think they're simply suspended in that molecule, minding their own business. They move. There is interaction. They position themselves. And they've got a field. Many, many years ago, a Russian, Vladimir Popoyan, had an experiment with DNA and electrons. It was the first experiment that would start to show there's a relationship between physics and DNA. And what he discovered, that DNA has the ability to pattern certain physical attributes. And once the patterns are there, they remain. It's almost like the DNA imprinted instructions to physics. I just gave you something else you needed to know, Doctor. I'll tell you something else. That help you're getting from the Syrians is real. These grandparents would come in now, and they'd start reviewing just a little bit of the textbooks from Lemuria. You had a vision, and you explained you weren't really certain how it played out, but you drew it and you showed it to us. And it was faceless figures seeming perhaps even to meet around a table. That is a metaphor for cellular coherence, a meeting of the DNA. That is part of the unity, the field around the DNA, critical. It's a multidimensionality that is not able to be measured except in the experiments of what DNA does with other things. You won't see it, but you will see the reaction from it. And that's coming. But meanwhile, it starts to change the ladders, the interconnections. Oh, but there's more. You see, that field around the molecule of DNA, well, it contains something very special. Not to give it away, but where do you think the sacredness of your higher self resides in your body? It is not in the double helix. The pineal, well, that's an instrument of reception and transmission. It's what talks to the field around the DNA molecule you call intuition. Intuition doesn't come from the brain. It can't, because it outthinks the brain. The brain is a computer and a storage of what you do know, and it computes, but it does not give you what you don't know. That comes from somewhere else. Dear ones, intuition, that comes from that sacred part of you, which is that higher self. And I'll tell you, that is that golden lining around every single molecule of DNA that's multidimensional, that field. That's where the higher self is. Notice that it is removed from the past lives. Notice that it's removed from the blueprint of the body. It's outside the molecule. It has to be. Because you're going to have to discover that outside of that which is biology. And that's not metaphoric. I have just given you the place, if you want to say, where a multidimensional sacred soul energy resides in you. It's in the field. And this field is not to be confused with another word called the field, which is the potentials of everything which is around all humanity. No, this is your own body-wide system, a multidimensionality. Now, the doctor saw something else. He saw where the past lives were, metaphorically, on the ladder. And there were so many of them. He saw a metaphor where you'd be able to stop and open the door to each one. And in his vision, he even indicated that he had a choice to do it or not to do it, or to look into the future life or not. In other words, there were no rules, but they were all showing That is a metaphor they were all showing. There haven't been many teachers that would come along that had this kind of sight, would put it on the screen and draw it for you and say, I see where the past life doors are. That is a metaphor for something that's happening right now to you. And I'm going to call it the evolvement of human consciousness past an old energy called human nature. Here's what it means. What would it be like, old soul, for me to turn the page and instead of you sitting there wondering how many past lives you've had or what you did or what you learned, what if instead you were aware of them? Not chapter and verse, not years, no faces, no dates, but you were aware of what you'd learned from all of the doors called past lives. And you would sit there with maturity that is new, but is available because you've lived through them. What could an old soul tell you who could remember all the things of the learning of what worked and what didn't work in lifetime after lifetime after lifetime? You could sit there at their feet and they'd be called a master because they would have the maturity of what was the right way to live. They would start to have a memory of the things that were taught originally, not now, not current, not the ones all mixed up with human ideas. The original source, that's there too. What that person would bring to the party called the new energy, that is what I want to tell you. You would remember that love is king. You'd remember that war doesn't work. You'd remember the horrors and not to do them again. And by the millions, you would change this planet because you're remembering. And right now, it's not available. It's not available because the old energy is starting slowly to pass. And in the old energy, none of you remembered that. If you did and if you could, you wouldn't have war after war after war, and every generation tries the same thing with the same dysfunction. And that is the difference between then and now. And it's going to be seen and envisioned in multidimensionality in the things that are coming. The little presentation given today by the doctor is the truth. It's difficult for you to study and understand esoteric things, but it is the new biology. For multidimensionality will start to play a part even in science with chemistry. There will be revelations, and it's going to play into healing. It already has in the doctor's life. These are the things, are the forerunners of the evolved human being to come. And you're starting to envision them and see them, and now you know why and how. And I even told you why your higher self is so elusive. Because it stands outside in the field of every molecule. So what do you think is the secret of getting in touch with that higher self? And the answer is to stand outside with it. You see, consciousness is not something that has a location. Consciousness has an energy. And that energy can shake hands with that higher self, no matter where it is in your body. That's the oversoul, dear ones. That's the sacred thing you were born with. That's the peace of God that has been talked about in almost every prophet on the planet. That's the oneness. That's the unification. That's the goal. That's mastery. Not all of these things you will understand. Even in listening and reviewing, you still won't understand. It's not necessary you do. It really isn't. It's given more for the doctor. Eli, you're in the right place at the right time, and I think you know it. All of these things are given to you today to tell you that magnificence is yours. It's starting to show. It's slow. But the things that this planet has suffered in, the dysfunction of those who would kill others, the unbalance that you seem not to be able to control, the things that you cry over, they all play into a bigger puzzle of light versus dark, and how you're going to maneuver yourself in ways you never have before that changes human nature itself. And you remember what doesn't work. And you start peace on earth forever. That is the potential with free will of humanity right now. I tell you these things because they're so, and they're true. Think on these things, for they will change how you walk out of this room. And so it is.